हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तम् वंदे गुरु परंपरा श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ ईशावास्यम् इदं सर्वं यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत् इदं सर्वं यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः मा कृधः कस्य शुद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छदगुं समाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे असुर्यानाम ते लोकाः अन्धेन तमसा वृताः तांस्ते प्रीत्याभिगच्छन्ति ये केचात्मानो जनाः अनीचदेकम् मनसो जवीयः नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतोऽन्यानत्येति तिष्ठत्तस्मिन्नपो मातरिष्वादधाति We were very slow, but we are very clear. Even though the word Matarishva means air which moves in the sky, here Matarishva stands for Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha is a name, one of the functional names of the Lord. When Lord is looked upon as the subtle manifestation in its entirety. So it is the subtle functions which happen. Make all activities happen. And if at all Hiranyagarbha is capable of activating everything, ordaining everything, delegating everything, making everything function and act, it is because of the blessing of Atma. It is Atma ultimately in whose presence, because of the presence of whom, everything functions, everything acts, everything keeps moving. That has been made very clear, we are seeing. And who is Hiranyagarbha? It's beautifully given here. As I said briefly, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent Lord. When I say all powers put together is Hiranyagarbha. And this Hiranyagarbha in whom everything is interwoven. Hiranyagarbha is the warp and woof of the whole creation. Oh, universe. So all the subtle bodies, all the gross bodies are all in Hiranyagarbha. If we say wave is not outside of the ocean, waves are not outside of the ocean, similarly here, all the subtle bodies, gross bodies, their functions, everything is in Hiranyagarbha. So sarva prana bhrit kriyatmakaha yad ashrayani karyakarana jatani yasmin notani protamcha yat sutra samgyekam sarvasya jagataha vidharetru saha matarishva. The question is asked, kaha matarishva? Who is Matarishva? Who is Hiranyagarbha? The question comes, we have to write all this in Sanskrit. Answer. What is the answer? Sarva prana bhrit kriyatmakaha yad ashrayani karyakarana jatani yasmin notani protani cha yad sutra samyakam sarvasya jagataha vidharayitra saha Matarishva. Clean definition. Now, we were moving on to the next word. In the mantra, there is another word, Apaha. See, Hiranyagarbha delegates, ordains, makes everything function, action, act. Means, what are the karmani Hiranyagarbha ordain? What are the functions, what are the actions Hiranyagarbha ordain, delegate. See? That word karmani is meant by the word apaha. I want you to know, the word apaha, if you see here, if you go look into the dictionary, you will find the meaning of the word waters. So apaha is actually objective plural here in this context. Waters, literally it means waters. But here, the word means actions. Karmani. Why the word waters is used to mean karmani, that is said here. Generally, in all the Vaidikam karma, in all the rituals enjoined by the Veda, mostly water is very much used. And second thing, not only water, even the liquids are used. Milk, ghee, they are used. Honey, etc. are used. Therefore, the word waters actually imply the karmani in this context. One meaning is well. Another meaning, Adishankara Bhagavad Pada himself explains elsewhere. Okay? Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad, there is a top section called Panchagni Vidya. There it is discussed why this karma, the word waters, is used to mean actions, karmani. And also in Brahma Sutra, Tadantara Pratipatti Adhikaranam. Tadantara Pratipatti Adhikaranam is there. There also it is discussed why the word apaha, waters, mean karmani. In Chandogya Upanishad, the 6th chapter also, there is a mention. He Somya, Annamayam hi manaha, Apomayaha pranaha, Tejomayi vak. What does it mean? It seems mind is the product of Prithvi Tattva, the earth principle. Earth principle. Mind is the product of earth principle. And prana, prana is the product of water principle. Water principle. Vak, speech, is the product of fire principle. The connection is there. So, water is the source, okay, blessing devata for prana. And water blesses the prana. And prana is important for the karmendriyani to become action. Without prana, karmendriyani cannot be functional. So actions are done by karmendriyani. In all physical activities, karmendriyani are involved. And karmendriyani are the are functional, capable of functioning because of the blessing of prana. And prana has the blessing of waters. Look at the order, okay? Therefore, the word karmani meant by the word apaha. Is it clear? The indirect meaning. Why water connection? Look at this. Yeah, my interest, okay? I'm just telling what is there. You can understand. So pranaha is product of apaha, waters. And then karmendriyani are blessed by the prana. And actions are possible because of the karmendriyani. Therefore, karmendriyani are meant, karmani are possible because of the karmendriyani. Therefore, karmani, actions, are meant by the word apaha, apaha. Okay, that meaning is very clear. Now, karmani means what? Praninam cheshta lakshanani. You can see the bhashyam now. Abaha karmani. What karmani means? What actions? We say praninam cheshta lakshanani. Cheshta means action. All forms of activities found on the part of the all living beings are karmani. Now he says, not only the living beings, other functions, he says, Agni, Aditya, Parjanyadinam, Agnyaditya, Parjanyadinam, Jvalana, Dahana, Prakasha, Abhivarshanadi, Lakshanani. Okay, now what are that is? Now Agnihi. What is the function associated with Agnihi? Jvalanam. Jvalanam means glittering, shining, jvalanam. Dahanam, burning. These two are associated with fire. Fire is involved in the function of burning and glittering, shining. Prakashaha. Next is Adityaha. Adityaha, sun. So Agnihi, Agnehe Jvalanakarma. Agnehe Dahanakarma. Adityasya Prakashana Karma. Prakashakarma. What is the function associated with the sun? Revealing, illuminating. Illuminating is his function. Then Parjanyaha, rains. Abhivarshana Karma, showering, pouring, raining. Is a karma, isn't it? So Parjanya, Varuna Bhagavan, rains. Like this, every devata, see, even rains or sun or moon or fire, earth, every natural phenomenon is looked upon not as a mere bundle of matter or energy. Everything is looked upon as devata. Now, once you look at everything as devata, you have reverence. Why it is looked upon as devata? Because anything which shines is manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. Therefore, it is devata. So, all these devatas, each devata, Agni devata, Vayu devata, Aditya devata, Parjanya devata, all these devatas are associated with their own functions. And all of them are involved in their functions. Means, it seems, Hiranyagarbha dadhati vibhajati. He divides, delegates these activities. O son, come on, may you go and illumine the world. It seems as though that. O fire, come on, you go and be involved in burning. Like that, each devata is ordained with its own function. It says here, it is Hiranyagarbha who is involved in delegating, ordaining these duties, functions to all these devatas. Now, Hiranyagarbha is capable of ordaining these duties to devatas because of the blessing of Atma. Who gives this Shakti to Hiranyagarbha to ordain duties, to delegate functions? Who gives Shakti to Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is capable of doing it, delegating it. It is Atma which blesses Hiranyagarbha with the power to delegate activities to all these devatas. Okay. We'll be seeing this again next mantra also. Now that part is over. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada gives his commentary. Dharayati iti va. Bhishasmadvadav pavade. there is a mantra comes in the Upanishad. Bhishasmadvatapavate. Bhisha means, you see, it is because of the fear of Hiranyagarbha. Vataha pavate, wind blows. One example is given. So wind is blowing because the wind is associated with that function. Instead, who ordains the duty to wind, the function of blowing? Hiranyagarbha. And how is it Hiranyagarbha? How is it possible for Hiranyagarbha to ordain that? Because he is blessed by Atma. Isn't it? He has the power from Atma. This example is given here. Like that, even Kathopanishad, I think Panvaliji has given, mentioned it, quoted there. Even Kathopanishad also it is said. No? Because of the fear of Hiranyagarbha, Agnihi Jwalati, Agnihi Dahati. Because of the fear of Hiranyagarbha, Suryaha Tapati. Even Indra works, and also even Vayuhu Vati. All these, this phenomena function because of Hiranyagarbha, because they are scared of Hiranyagarbha. What does it mean? Hiranyagarbha ordains. Anyway, whatever Hiranyagarbha is capable of doing, but Hiranyagarbha is capable of doing because of the blessing of Atma. That is the information here. Okay. Sarvahahi. Okay. So, Bhishasmat Vatapavate Ityadi Shrutibhyaha. So many quotations we can give from Shruti. Shruti means Upanishads or other Veda also. Here, Taittiriya Upanishad. This mantra is from Taittiriya Upanishad. Second chapter, first section, eight. The second chapter, it comes Taittiriya Upanishad. This mantra is from there. Okay. Sarvahahi.
Sarvahahi.
Karya Karanadi. Vikriyaha. Nitya Chaitanya.
Nitya Chaitanya.
Atmaswarupe,
Atmaswarupe,
Sarva Aspada Bhute,
Sarva Aspada
Bhute, Satyeva,
Satyeva,
Bhavanti,
Bhavanti,
Ityarthaha,
Ityarthaha,
Ityarthaha means what? What is that which ultimately this mantra aims at revealing? What is the aim of this mantra finally? The tatparyam is what? That is said here, sarvaha karyakaranadi vikriyaha. Karyakarana means karyakarana sanghata. Karyakarana sanghata means what? All physical bodies, all subtle aspects, individually gross bodies, all their functions, all the activities, all of them, all their modifications, changes, all of them happen, are there, bhavanti, where nitya chaitanya atmaswarupe, all of them happen only in this eternal, timeless reality, consciousness obtained as one's own real nature, implied by the term Atma. Atma Swarupe, nothing happens, nothing moves, nothing exists, nothing is there outside of Atma. Therefore, Atma is what? Sarva Aspada Bhutam Atma Tattvam. Sarva Aspada Bhutam means Atma alone is the very adhishthanam, substratum for everything. This is the information here. So what is the nature of Atma we have understood in this verse now? Atma sarva aspada bhutam. సర్వస్య అధిష్టానం, అధిష్టానం ఆస్పదం విత్ వాట్ వెరీ సబ్స్ట్రాటం. ఐ కెన్ గివ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ విత్ రెఫరెన్స్ టు ఓషన్. వాటర్ ఈస్ ది సబ్స్టెన్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ ది అధిష్టానం ఫర్ ఆల్ ది వేవ్స్ అండ్ ది ఓషన్. అధిష్టానం మీన్స్ ది సబ్స్ట్రాటం, ద బేసిస్, ఆధారం ఇన్ విచ్ ది ఫార్మ్స్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఓషన్ అండ్ వేవ్స్ ఎంజాయ్ దర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఇక్కడ అధిష్టానం ఆధార. సో ఆత్మ హ్యావింగ్ ది అధిష్టానత్వం, అధ్యక్షత్వం ఇస్ ది స్వరూపం ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ ఇస్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. నా సో ఆత్మ ఇస్ వాట్ నిరుపాధిక రూపం, సోపాధిక రూపం. ఆత్మ బై ఓన్ రియల్ ఎసెన్షియల్ బై నేచర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మోషన్లెస్నెస్, బట్ విత్ ఉపాధి ఆత్మ సీమ్స్ టు బి మూవింగ్. ఆత్మ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. నో, అన్ ఆత్మ ఈస్ వన్ సెకండ్లెస్ నాన్ డ్యువల్ రియాలిటీ, అండ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్నెస్. దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ వి అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర. నో, వి మూవ్ ఆన్ టు ది నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర. Before we move on to the next mantra, there is a bhashyam, online bhashyam. Na mantranam jamitastiti purva mantroktam api artham punaraha. See, you all must have heard this word boredom. Feeling bored, we are bored with things. Have you heard this word? You don't feel bored here because you are very busy, lot of things here. It is very natural for us to feel bored, the boredom, isn't it? Now what is Sanskrit word for boredom? Jamita. Shruti uses the word jamita even those days. Those days were timeless time, isn't it? Jamita means boredom, feeling bored. Vedanta kakshayam jamita bhavati. What does it mean? It's very boring, isn't it? In mathematics class and Vedanta class will be very interesting if you're understanding. If you don't understand, it's the most headache-creating class. Boring class. Also physics class. Physics, mathematics, Vedanta, you understand, enjoy. It will keep you like anything. If you don't understand, boring. So, jamita is a word, Shruti uses. Mantrana na. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary saying na jamita, na mantranam jamita asti iti. Shruti, Upanishad, mantras do not have boredom, do not feel bored repeating the content. But when you listening, you also should not feel bored when teaching is repeated. Yeah. What has been already said is repeated. Isn't it? So, matna mantrana jamita asti iti. Pura mantraha, pura mantroktam api artham. The mantra artha, the meaning, the content of the previous mantra is again repeated. Purva mantra uktam artham, the meaning, the content, what has been revealed, isn't it? The content, what has been revealed already by the previous mantra, the following mantra again is going to reveal. Okay, mantra punaha aha mantra again says repeated. Na mantranam jamita asti iti purva mantroktam abhyartham punaha aha. Punaha again it says, it repeated. The question comes, why does Shruti repeat? I think in some other context we hear this. Suppose anything said once, if it is repeated in literature, it is an entropy. It's an error. It's called a punarutti doshaha. Error of repetition. But Vedanta Shastra, in Vedanta, repetition is not considered to be an error. You write an article in literature somewhere, if you repeat too many times a word or some kind of information, it is an error of repetition. Punarukti dosha. But in Vedanta Shastra, punarukti dosha is not there. Once, twice, three times, four times, five times, can repeat. You know why? Because what is being discussed is very, very, very subtle. And the vishayasya sukshma tamatvat. Because subject matter, what is discussed here, what is to be understood by us, happens to be the subtlest subject matter. Vishayasya sukshma tamatvat. It is said, punarukti dosha is not there. We can repeat. Okay, now we all should become fresh to listen to the same teaching again. Okay. Tadejati.
Tadejati.
Be happy, we are moving on to the next verse at last. Tadejati.
Tannaijati.
Taddure. Tadvantike. Tadantarasya sarvasya. Tadu sarvasyasya bahyataha. Okay, repeat again. Tadejati. Tannaijati. Taddure. Tadvantike. Tadantarasya sarvasya. Tadu sarvasyasya bahyataha. Atma tattvasya swarupam, the nature of the reality which has been discussed earlier, again is analyzed here, presented here. What is that? Atma has two forms. What is two forms? Atma is of nature of formlessness, we said. Now we say Atma has two forms. It means, two forms means, formlessness is one form, is it? But all the forms are also what? Forms of Atma. Formlessness is the nature of Atma, form of Atma. But all the forms are forms of Atma. Which means, nirupadhika drishtya and sopadhika drishtya, we have to understand Atma. So, that is one important. So, nirupadhika rupam, sopadhika rupam. Atmana nirupadhika rupam, sopadhika rupam. So, twofold appearances of Atma. With Upadhi, without Upadhi, how Atma is. One thing. And Atma is, Atma enjoys the status of being the Antaryami, Sarvantaryami. Antastitva Sarvan Yamayati Niyamayati Iti Sarvantaryami. Remaining as the innermost essence, that which ordains, controls, lends existence and consciousness to everything. It's called Sarvantaryami. Means Sarvasya Adhishtanam. It is the substratum existence of everything. That is again we discussing. Look at this now. Tadejati, tannaijati. Two verbs. Ejati moves. Tade na ejati. Tade na tanna. Na ejati naijati. Vriddhi sandhi. Okay? Infinite combination has happened. Tad means that. That Atma Tattvam ejati na ejati. It moves, it does not move. Atma moves, Atma does not move. What is Atma? That which does not move is Atma. That which moves is Atma. What can you understand here? So from this one verb, we can understand Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. But all the actions are Atma. Let me tell you. See, Atma, what is Atma? We understood, isn't it? We have arrived at Atma as the Swarupam of the knower. Don't forget every day remind you of what I taught day before. Okay? The all-pervasive, formless, abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, obtaining as the Swarupam, the truth of the knower, is Atma. It is this Atma, the consciousness, the reality is of the nature of consciousness, pure knowledge. We understood very well, reality, consciousness is of the nature of motionlessness, means is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma does not do any action. Atma akarta. We understood akartrutvam being non-doership, being the nature of Atma. Motionlessness, changelessness, actionlessness being the nature of Atma. But how can you say Atma ejati there? Ejati. Na ejati, understand. But we say Atma doesn't act, doesn't move. But whatever movements happen, all the movements, physical movements, you know, thought movement, mind movement, movements of sense organs, any movement, movement is one word which stands for all forms of activities and functions also. All are possible because of the presence of Atma. Without the Atma, how can there be activities? Let me make it very clear here. See, with reference to this ocean and waves, we say the truth is water. So waves are moving, isn't it? But waves are mithya. Ocean is mithya. It's very clear for us. Why ocean is a form? Ocean is a word denoting a form associated with the beings and function is ocean. So similarly, wave also is a name associate word indicating a small form associated with the given form. And water is satyam, what about waves and ocean are mithya? Why? The form, name and function do not have independent existence without the water. Therefore we say mithya. Now waves are mithya. What about the movement of waves?
Mithya.
Movement also is mithya. The waves are mithya. Waves, movement cannot be satyam. Mithya. So anything mithya doesn't exist outside of satyam. Similarly, if you take entire, what is anatma? What is atma now? The swarupam of the knower, I, which you arrived at. Now, that consciousness is implied by the word atma. Alone is satyam. Everything is mithya here. Everything is mithya, but still, now, everything is dependent on atma for the existence. It's very clear. But the entire objective universe means the body, mind, sense, consciousness, everything is mithya. What about the actions? What about the actions? Also mithya. But without atma is not doing anything. But without the atma, no action is possible. First of all, existence is not possible. Then movement, actions and functions are also not possible. Therefore, atma doesn't move, but everything that moves is atma. Okay? There is no movement on the part of atma, but any movement is movement of atma, and atma, movement is atma. Movement of atma, first you should say. Then, movement itself is atma. Is it clear? Movement itself is atma. See, atma is not the doer. Body alone is involved in all sorts of... Body is the doer. Body is doing all activities. Running, jumping, sitting, everything. But without the blessing of atma, body cannot be involved in any actions. Therefore, the doer is atma. Atma is not the doer, but there cannot be doer without the atma. Is it clear? Let me say, see, light is not the illuminator. Illumination is its own nature, but the illuminator is light. There is no illuminator other than the light. Is it clear? We have to say subject is change. Light is not the illuminator, but there is no illuminator other than light. Who is the illuminator? Illuminator is light. Is light the illuminator? No. Light is not the illuminator, because illumining is not an action, it is the nature of the Atma. But the illuminator is light. Why? There is no illuminator other than the light. Similarly, please do understand here. Atma does not move. But whatever moves is Atma. Whoever is moving, whatever is moving, everything is Atma. The movement is Atma. Atma is not the doer, but there is no doer without the Atma. Atma is not the hearer, but there cannot be hearer without the Atma. Atma is not the speaker, but there cannot be speaker without Atma. Atma is not the perceiver, but there cannot be perceiver without the Atma. Okay? Perceiver is Atma. Atma is not the perceiver, knower, thinker, doer. But the thinker, the doer, the perceiver is Atma. Why? Okay. Atma is not the thinker, not the doer, not the perceiver, not the hearer, not the eater, but the doer, thinker, performer, knower, everything is Atma. Is it clear? All functions are Atma. Knowing, doing, seeing, hearing, all functions are Atma. Now, all objects of actions are also Atma. That's why I said the very first day, knower is Atma, knowledge is Atma, the known is Atma, doer is Atma, the done is Atma, doing is Atma, everything is Atma. Which means, from the standpoint, from Nirupadhika Drishtya, the standpoint of Atma Swarupam, Atma does not move. From the standpoint of Upadhis, the one who moves, the one who hears, one who listens, one who speaks, one who... Understand? Everything is Atma. Tanejati. Tanejati. Taddure. Tadvantike. Tad Atma Tattvam Dure. That Atma is non-reachably very, very, very far from a person who is searching for the Atma. Outside. Okay? Whoever wants to know the truth, reality, absolute reality implied by the term Atma outside as a result of an action or somewhere, they are searching somewhere, and for them, the more they run after Atma, the Atma will be running far beyond them. It means Atma will ever be non-reachably far for a person who is searching for Atma as an object outside other than oneself. As long as you search for the truth as an object other than yourself outside of you, Atma will be non-reachably far. Suppose somebody comes and tells, Atma is not outside, Atma is inside, then search. Somebody sits keeping his eyes closed. I want to search for Atma inside. If you search for Atma inside also, you will be searching. Atma will still be non-reachably far. Atma is neither inside you nor outside you. You are Atma. Understand? So, Taddure, Upanishad mantras repeat. What are very clearly the clue is given. You want freedom, you want happiness, you want peace. Come on, discover the truth. Discover the reality. Why should you go and discover the reality? You are not outside of the universe. The truth of the universe must be there as the truth of everything. And you are here as part of the universe. Therefore, the truth must be obtaining, available in you also. Not as in you means what? As very you. Taddure. For those who search for Atma, Atma is very, very far away. You might know far away means what? As you know, even though there is no distance between you and Atma, while you are Atma, Atma will be far away for the person who is searching for Atma as an object outside. Then, Tadvantike, 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 break it, Tadvantike. And that Atma, Antike, is the nearest self for the one who has discovered. For the person who knows the Atma, who has discovered the Atma, who is no more ignorant of the Atma, for that person, Atma is Antike, near How near is Atma? Nearer. How near is Atma? Nearest. How nearest is Atma? Atma is the very self. That person can say, I am Atma. Which means, next word, tadantarasya sarvasya.
Tadantarasya
sarvasya. Says, you have to break it there. Tad, antaha. You all must break it. Tad, antaha, asya sarvasya.
Asya sarvasya.
Now, tad antaha asya sarvasya means what? This Atma is there as the innermost essence, not only of one's own self, that Atma is there as the innermost essence of everything here. But for you as an individual, when you want to discover Atma, Shastram gives you the hint, clue, makes it very clear. Atma is available for recognition as your own self, as the truth of I. Okay, once you discovered it, tad antaha asya sarvasya. Atma is there as the innermost essence of everything here. It is in everything. Tad antaha. Try to break it. Asya sarvasya. Okay, it's inside. What about outside then? Tad u. U means api. U means also. That sarvasya asya.
Bahyataha.
Atma is the innermost essence of everything. Atma is outside of everything also. Bahyataha antaha. Like what? Space is inside the pot, within the enclosure called pot. Space is outside the pot also. Antaha bahyataha. There is space inside this hall where we are all sitting. No, this hall space is enclosed by this, by these walls. There are enclosure called hall. Within this enclosure called hall, there is space. Say hall space. So space is inside. Antaha asya prakoshtasya antaha akashaha. Asya bahyataha akashaha. The space outside also. What does it mean? Space has no inside outside, but space is inside and outside of everything. Make very clear. Space has no inside outside. Space is one indivisible partless whole. Space is no inside outside, but space is inside and outside of everything. In fact, all this, the so-called enclosures, okay, the dividing factors, all stand in space. Similarly, all the forms, all the forms exist in space. They exist in Atma, the consciousness. The consciousness is one indivisible partless whole. In consciousness, all the forms enjoy their existence. And consciousness cannot be divided by anything. Indivisible partless whole. Like how space is indivisible partless whole, these walls do not divide the space, cannot divide the space, because walls themselves stand in space. Similarly, Atma, the consciousness, is inside of everything. Sarvasya, asya, sarvasya, antaha, bahyataha. Consciousness is inside and outside of everything. But consciousness has no inside and outside. Because one indivisible, partless whole. Is it clear? That's what is said here. So, mantra meaning is over. Simple. We'll move on to the bhashya. Tade
Atmatattvam.
See, the tad, it begins with the third person singular pronoun tad, which means that. So Shankara Bhagavata makes it very clear that pronoun indicates Atmatattvam. Why Atmatattvam? The truth, reality implied by the term Atma. Yet Prakritam. Prakritam means what? This Atma Tattvam, the truth implied by the term Atma, which is under discussion, which is being analyzed and discussed now, that Atma Tadi Ejati. Ejati means chalati, moves. Tadeva. Cha. Naijati. Naijati means na ejati, does not move. Swataha. Naiva chalati. See, swataha naiva chalati. Atma by itself does not move because it is of the nature of motionlessness. Sthanutvam. Atmana sthanutvat na chalati, it doesn't move. Swataha means by itself means what? Nirupadhika drishtya. Without the upadhis, Atma by itself does not move. Swataha,
swataha.
Achalameva sat. So remaining unmoving by itself, swataha by itself, achalameva sat, remaining unmoving, chalativa. But even though it is doesn't move, as though it is moving because of the upadis, as though it is moving. As I told you, the upadis move, therefore Atma seems to be moving. But really speaking, without the Atma, no movement is possible. Therefore, we have to say anything which moves is Atma. The movement is Atma. Okay, next slide. Kincha
taddure.
And also that tad atma dure varsha koti shataihi api. Koti means no 100 lakhs, 10 millions, okay? You say, Varsha means year. Varsha koti shataihi. Even if hundreds of millions of years, api, if a person searches, you know how long have I been searching? Some people come and tell me, they were only born only a few years ago, 30, 40 years ago. I've been working very hard, you know, I've been searching. Shankara says, Varsha koti shataihi api. Even if they search for hundreds of millions of years, avidusham, for the ignorant people, aprapyatvat, due to its non-reachableness, non-reachability, dureva. Atma is not at all far. How can Atma be far from you? Because you are Atma. Not really, it's not far, as though it is far. Dure Iva. Please note that Iva in Bhashyam. Iva means as though. Even though Atma is not far, Atma is with you, as long as people remain, Atma is with truth of I, as long as people remain ignorant of Atma, searching for the Atma outside as an object, then even if they spend millions of, hundreds of millions of years, okay, even if they come after Janma, after Janma, after Janma, after Janma also, Atma will remain non-reachably far. Why? Avidusham aprapyatvam. For ignorant people, due to its non-reachability, non-availability, for the ignorant people, Atma is far. For whom Atma is available? For those who know, Atma is available. For those who do not know, Atma is not available. Atma is not there. Okay, it will be continuously an object of search. Dure iva tadu antike iti chedaha. No, iti chedaha. Tadu antike. Okay, now next we have to see that. Tadvantike.
Tadvantike.
Samipe.
Samipe.
Atyantameva.
Atyantameva.
Whereas Atma is antike. No, samipe eva. Samipe means near. How near it is? Atyantameva samipe. It is very, very near. Atyanta samipe eva Atma. Atma is there as the nearest self. What is nearer to you is yourself. So you are the nearest to yourself. So Atma is your nearest self, very you. What is the distance between wave and water? No distance. What is the distance between illuminator and light? What is the distance between illuminator and light? There's no distance. Why? Illuminator is light. Illuminate is another word used to imply the same light. Illuminate is another word for light from the standpoint of the illumined objects. Similarly, I, the knower, is another word used, no? Refer to the reality as one's own self. He is speaking, Atma is the nearest self, that is you, content of I, for those who know. Tadvantike, samipe, atyantameva. Atyantam indicates the nearest self, distancelessness. Between you and Atma, there is no distance because you are Atma. Atma is the content of I. For whom Atma is the nearest self? For those who know. For those who do not know, Atma is far. So, samipe atyantameva vidusham. See next word now. Vidusham. Atmatvati.
Atmatvati.
Na kevalam.
Dure.
Antikecha.
Antikecha.
Vidusham means for wise people. For wise people who have the knowledge of the self, for them, atmatvat. Atmatattvam happens to be the very self. Atma is not far. So what should you do now? Again, what is the hint here? If you know, you are the very truth. If you do not know, it is something which is far away, even though it is not far away. Better make appropriate efforts to know, thereby claim your real nature. Enjoy the freedom. Next. Tad antaha. Tad antaha, he breaks. Tad antaha. Antaha means what? Inside. Inside means what? It said abhyantare. Abhyantare. See, abhyantare. Tad antaha means tad abhyantare. Shankara's meaning is abhyantare. Asya sarvasya.
Asya sarvasya.
So Atma is there inside abhyantara. Sarvasya. Asya sarvasya abhyantare. Atma. Atma is there inside. Means what? In. Atma is there in every being. Therefore, sa ya atma sarvantaraha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. What is the title of Atma? Sarvantaraha. I already said Sarvantaryami. Remember? Antara sthitva sarvan yamayati nayamayati iti sarvantaryami, I said. The one who remaining as the very self, as in, remaining as the innermost essence, one who maintains, sustains, lending existence and consciousness is Atma. I said already. And here, Atma Sarvantaraha. Sarvantaraha is name of Atma. Sarvantaraha means what? One who attains as the innermost essence of everything. No, jalam sarvantaraha with reference to water is sarvantaraha with reference to waves. Like here, Atma, the consciousness, is sarvantaraha with reference to all the beings here. Living beings, non-living things, for everything. Sarvantaraha. This expression, yaha atma sarvantaraha, Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Iti shrutehe. Asya sarvasya.
Asya sarvasya.
So asya sarvasya, you know, he's explaining what does it mean by saying asya sarvasya. Of everything means what? Shankara says here, jagataha. Nama rupa.
Nama rupa.
Kriyatmakasya.
Kriyatmakasya.
Nama rupa kriyatmakasya. Hereafter you should not forget this. Next time if I happen to come, if Bhagavan wishes, if even if somebody else comes and asks you, you must be able to tell what is jagat. Nama rupa kriyatmakam. Nama rupa karmakhyam. What is universe? Names, forms, forms, names and functions. Forms, names indicating those forms, and functions associated with those forms, that's all the universe. Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat, he says in Brihadaranyakam. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada uses this word again. Nama rupa kriyatmakasya. Everything means what? Asya sarvasya means of everything here means what? Of all the forms. Atma is inside everything means what? Atma is inside all the forms. Atma is the truth, very truth, which lends existence to forms, existence to words, which lends existence to functions also. And I told you one more word. Remember that? కారక క్రియా ఫల రూపాత్మకం. డోంట్ ఫర్గెట్ కారక క్రియా ఫల రూపాత్మకం జగత్ ఆర్ నామరూప కర్మాఖ్యం జగత్ నామరూప క్రియా క్రియాత్మకం జగత్. When you say sarvasya, don't take it very easily. Sarvasya means of everything. What word finished it? Atma is in everything. Means Atma is the intrinsic, yes, innermost essence of everything. Means what? Atma is the very existence of everything. Without Atma, there cannot be anything. That is the meaning. Antaha means what? Atma is very substratum for everything. So, Namarupa Karmatmakam. The form chair is not ousted of the wood. The form chair exists in wood. Is it? The word chair indicating that form chair also cannot be without the wood. The function, the purpose it serves, I can go and sit on it, is also possible only if there is a wood. Okay. Take the wood from the chair. Will there be form? Then can you call it afterwards chair? What does the word mean? Word become meaningless. And can you use it, go and sit on it? No. So, nama rupa karma, isn't it? Like that, Atma is in everything, means in every form, Atma is the innermost essence. Without Atma, no form, name and function can exist. And Krishnakar Bhagavad makes it very clear. Asya sarvasya,
asya sarvasya
means jagataha, nama rupa kriyatmakasya.
Tad,
means also, okay? Api, sarvasya, asya, bahyataha, vyapakatvat, not only inside everything, also outside also, bahyataha, inside and outside. Akashavate. See, vyapakatvat, due to its pervasiveness. How Atma is inside and outside of everything? How is it antike? How bahyataha? How bahyataha? How antaha? How sarvantara, how is inside and outside everywhere? How is it possible? The reason is given. You have to the hetu. What is the hetu? What is the cause here? Vyapakatvat, due to its pervasiveness, due to its nature of all pervasiveness, Atma is inside and outside of everything. Like what? Akashavati. Like the space. Okay? Akashavat vyapakatvat bahihi vahyataha antaha. It's inside and outside of everything because of its pervasiveness. You cannot forget this. I'm so bitter, I'm repeating it. I'm repeating it so many times so you cannot miss it. Even if we have some small nap in the class, okay. It'd be like a lullaby. Or like how our Aniruddha now had the Abhimanyu had Bhagavata Katha, now Abhimanyu had that samskara when he was in the womb. But sleeping, you can't listen to Vedanta. It's okay. We have to keep awake for Vedanta. What I'm saying is the repetition I'm saying. First, you've already understood the meaning from the mantra. You're reading the Bhashyam. In a way, it's good doing the Bhashyam. You know why? You cannot forget. Because Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives the appropriate reason. Mantra only says Atma is in everything. Asya anta, asya bahitaha, finished. But Shankara Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Vyapakatvat. Due to its all pervasiveness. Akashavat, like what? Like the space. Akashavat, vyapakatvat. How is it possible for it to be pervasive of everything? Another here is given. Niratishaya sukshmatvat. Due to its extreme subtleness. Sukshmatvam means what? Having the status of being the subtle. Atma is the subtlest. What is Atma here? Atma is a word implying this abstract reality. What is that abstract reality? The reality obtains in what form? In the form of pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. Three words we use. But how can you arrive at consciousness? Can you see? No. Can you hear? No. Can you smell? No. Can you taste? No. Can you know? No. You cannot know. Why? It is there available for recognition as the truth of the knower, which you arrived at it already. Isn't it? You only arrive at it, understand. So here, not as an object, but as your own Swarupam. That reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. Now please remember for a minute, when you negated everything as anatma, what cannot be negated as an object is subject, the knower. And I said, who is the knower? There is no knower. Knower is a word meaning the same reality, formless reality. And why does that reality know? Knowing is its nature. So you arrived at it. Now tell me, how subtle is the reality? Right now it must be clear for you. How subtle is the reality which you arrived at as the truth of the knower? How subtle it is? Subtler than the mind. Anything imperceptibly subtle. Even your seeing power is subtle. Hearing power is subtle. The power of organs of actions are subtle powers. 10 powers, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani. You cannot see through physical eyes. You cannot touch and hug. No? It's subtle powers. And the mind, the thoughts which rise and resolve, because of the rising of which the sense powers function, the powers function, even those thoughts are much subtle. You cannot even say what the thought is. Can you define what a thought is? The knowledge is there, it's a waking state. Knowledge is not there, it's a deep sleep state. In what form does knowledge obtain? Rise? Mahatthought. Thought itself is inexplicably subtle. Imagine the source of manifestation of knowledge. How subtle it is. Isn't it? There is nothing subtler than consciousness. Consciousness is the subtlest. And because of its subtlest nature, because it is the subtlest, because of its extreme subtleness, it is all pervasive. Because of its all pervasiveness, it is inside and outside. Here now, beautifully Agarwal just makes it very clear. I am very happy with what I am saying here. Isn't it? Niratishaya sukshmatvat sarvavyapi atma. Sarvavyapakatvat asya sarvasya antaha bahihi. You must give the reasons why. How do you say it is inside and outside of everything? When everything exists in Atma. How is it possible for you to say? Because it's all pervasive. It pervades even space. It pervades even space. You know how subtle is space? It pervades even space. If all the five elements, subtlest of the elements is space, so space is most pervasive. Subtler the element, more pervasive it is. Space is the most pervasive of all the elements. And Atma is pervasive of space also. Atma is subtlest. So he, Shankaracharya, says, Niratishaya Sukshmam. Sukshmatamam. So Niratishaya Sukshmatvate. Because of its extreme subtleness, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Because of its nature of all pervasiveness, there is no place where it is not. It is outside, inside, everywhere it is. In fact, all the forms, names and functions which constitute the jagat itself exist in consciousness. Just as these four walls seem to be dividing the space, stand in space, okay? Similarly, all forms, names and functions exist in space, exist in Atma, and Atma is inside and outside of everything. Okay? Asya, he used such a beautiful, elaborate meaning. And he says, Prajnana Ghanaha Eva. Prajnana Ghanaha Eva. Iti. Cha shasanat nirantarancha. See, bhashan is very important always to get the complete, you know, hridayam, heart of the mantras. See, this Shankaracharya quotes a line from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Prajnana ghanaha eva. Prajnana ghanaha. Prajnanam means consciousness. You must be very careful. If you have already studied or if you are still studying Mandukya Upanishad, there also you would have come across this word Prajnana ghanaha. There Prajnana ghanaha does not mean Atma. There it means, Prajnana ghanaha there means actually Tritiya Pada of Atma. As Atma there is Turiya Pada. Okay, don't take, this is not, you should not, Prajnana ghanaha meant in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is a different meaning. Different from the meaning of Prajnana ghanaha in Mandukya Upanishad. Be careful. Okay. So prajnanam means pure consciousness. Okay, consciousness. Therefore, why he says, how subtle it is, how to say what is subtlest. So, nirantaram. Nirantaram means there is no, nirantaram means there is no space in between. Continuously is pervading, isn't it? How to understand all pervasiveness, subtleness? He says, nirantaram, shasanat nirantaram. Shruti, is the Shruti says, Veda Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself says, presents this mantra. So, prajnana ganaha, because it is pure consciousness. What is implied by the term Atma is what? Consciousness. The all-pervasive, formless, abstract reality implied by the term Atma is in the form of pure consciousness. It is indivisible reality. There is no intervening space, nirantaram. Therefore, it is the subtlest. Therefore, it is all pervasive. Therefore, it is inside and outside of everything. And this Atma is in everything. Therefore, it is there. It obtains as the very truth of I. If we discover it, it is the nearest self. If we do not know, it is non-reachably very, very far away. Remaining ignorant, a person is searching for Atma even for millions and hundreds of years, then still Atma will be far away. If we discover it, it is yourself. I thought I was very happy. At least today I can move on to next verse quickly. Okay, what is that we have learnt here today? Atmanaha rupadvayavatvam. Atma having nirupadika rupam. Atma having twofold appearance. What? Nirupadika rupam of Atma, sopadika rupam of Atma. All these forms are upadis of Atma only. All the physical forms are upadis of only Atma. All the physical forms, all the subtle aspects, minds, sense organs, everything is upadis of Atma. So if you see one person is running, one person is sitting, one person is sleeping, one person is singing, one person is doing puja, one person is doing yoga. Who is doing everything? Atma is not doing anything, but whoever is doing is Atma. Okay. That is why in Vedic culture, everything is Atma means everything is Ishvara. That is why we greet each other. Why? I bow to Bhagavan in the form of you, who resides in you as you. And you bow to me, not why? Because you bow to me, because you see me as Bhagavan in the form of me, residing in me as me. That is why we greet each other, offer namaskar to each other. A beautiful expression, isn't it? So, what is Atma? Atma is the nearest self, means Atma is immanent in all. At the same time, Atma is distinct from everything, beyond everything. Beyond means what? Not far away. Beyond means free from all limitations. Atma is immanent, at the same time Atma is beyond, means free from all limitations. It is distinct from everything. Immanent in everything, distinct from everything. Transcends everything. Questions? We will start next mantra, next class. Questions? Any questions? No, everybody is clear. No questions.
Just very quick question. I may have missed it. I think you said that the meaning of shasana.
Shruti. Shasanam here means reference is from the Shruti. Veda. Shasanat means because it is from the Shruti. Anything else? The two facts are very clear. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnapurnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.